أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him. And we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. The seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhaakumut takathur hatta zultumul maqabir kalla sawfa ta'lamun thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamun kalla law ta'lamun 'ilma al-yaqin لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عن العين اليقين ثم لتسألون يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَافُرُ Competing for material gain distracts you until your stay in the graves. Without doubt, you shall come to know. Again, without doubt, you shall come to know. Without doubt, if you only knew with an indisputable knowledge that you shall see the blazing hellfire, and again, you shall see it with the undeniable sight. Then on that day, you will be asked about the benefits you enjoyed in this world. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Mustafa Al-Amin, about the fleeting time we have been given. He has reminded us that the time in which we live in is referred to as Al-Asr. And he says in his book, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Man is lost without doubt. Inna, meaning surely, the human being is lost. And he has cautioned us, he has promised us, he has commanded us. But it was seen that we are not listening. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, our time in this dunya is very short. And when we leave it, we will be away from it forever. So it is unwise to invest our efforts in a place that will not remain. And we also will not remain in it. We do not benefit from a mentality that is akin to a man who packs all that he has for a one-day trip, only to return home without nothing. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we must understand and be reminded and be prepared for what we will face when it comes time for us to leave. And so, inshallah ta'ala, we wish to discuss today that which is between life and death, the barrier known as barzakh. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every self, every person, ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, shall taste death. And only on the day of resurrection shall you be paid your wages in full. And whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted into paradise, he indeed is successful. The life of this world is only the enjoyment of deception. Again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us, Suratul Luqman, and no person knows the land in which he is to die. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are hurtling towards our destiny with every moment. It is as if we are in a divine game of hide and seek. We are hiding from it and it is seeking us. And it will find us. Every single one of us. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and if Allah were to seize mankind for what they do wrong, he would not leave a single one alive moving on the earth. But he postpones for them for an appointed term. And when their term comes, neither can they delay nor advance it a single moment. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, La tulhilkum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. Do not let your wealth nor your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever does this, then they are the losers. And spend of that which we have provided you before death comes to any one of you. And then he says, My Lord, if only you would give me respite for a little while, then I should give sadaqah and be among the righteous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants respite to none when his appointed time comes. And Allah is all aware of what you do. Again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us, until when death comes to one of them, he says, My Lord, send me back so that I may do good in that which I have left behind, meaning what I missed or forgot to do. No. It is but a word that he speaks. And behind him is barzakh, a barrier, until the day when they will be resurrected. Then, when the trumpet is blown, there will be no kinship among them that day, nor will they ask about one another. Then, when whose scales of good deeds are heavy, they are the successful. And those whose scales of good deeds are found light, they are those who will lose their own selves. In hell they will abide. The fire will burn their faces, and therein they will grin with displaced lips. Were not my verses recited to you, and then you denied them, they will say, Our Lord, our wretchedness overcame us, and we were an erring people. Our Lord, bring us out of this. If ever we return to evil, then indeed we will be wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer them, remain in ignominy, meaning remain in a despicable state of being. And do not speak to me, Allah will say. Surely there was a party of my slaves who used to say, Our Lord, we believe, so forgive us and have mercy upon us. You are the best of all who show mercy. But you took them as a laughing stock. So much so that they made you forget my remembrance while you used to laugh at them. Surely I have rewarded them this day for their patience, and indeed they are the successful. Allah will then say again, What number of years did you stay on earth? And they will say, We stayed a day or part of a day. Ask those who keep count. And Allah will say, You stayed not but a little while, if only you had known. Did you think that we had created you in play and amusement, and that you would not be brought back to us? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was often known to say, as reported by many of the muhaddith, as including the companion Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that was, remember al-maut often. Remember it as the terminator of pleasures.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters,
the barzakh is a one-way trip. Once you go in, you don't come out. It is an existence between this dunya and the final place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will determine where He will put His slaves. It is not what most call purgatory. That is not what al-barzakh is. Do not make the mistake. Purgatory, as defined by Western thought, is in fact a place of torment in which those people, persons whose good deeds and bad deeds are equal, and they are tormented because of it. This in Islam is known as Al-A'raf, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it in His book, and it is known as a surah. We've done khutbah about this. But Al-Barzakh, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the state in which the human being enters once he has been disconnected from his body. What we mean by that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us dominion over this body to a certain extent. And that as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as His will is for us to control it or to have some say about affecting our will and our wants, then we have control over it. But as soon as that will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, disconnect him, and the angel of death comes to shut off your sight, your hearing, and your speech, and any control that you thought you had over what you call your body, that day you come to know whose body it is. That in fact it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You will not will except as Allah wills, the Lord of all the worlds. When we enter this state, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the door to al-barzakh is the grave. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, kalla sawfa ta'alamun. Then, without doubt, you will come to know. There won't be any questions. Won't be any doubt. And won't be any appeal. Surely you will come to know. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as all of the prophets before him, they came to warn us and prepare us for this eventuality. So the question is, what can we do to benefit from the time that we have and prepare for this eventuality? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the best days of your days is Friday. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. In it, He retrieved his soul. On this day, the trumpet will be blown. And in it, on this day, all things will perish. So increase your salawat upon me, for surely your prayers will be presented to me. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited the earth to consume the bodies of the prophets. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what can we do to benefit from our time and prepare ourselves for death? You should know that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed an angel at the grave of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to inform him who exactly has sent the salawat upon him. This angel will name each person for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has sent him the greetings, each and every time that he does so. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said about this, increase your salawat upon me. Whenever a man from my ummah makes salat upon me, the angel will tell me, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mr. So-and-so, the son of so-and-so, sends you the greetings. And he says, again in another hadith, increase your salawat upon me on Friday. For there is none that sends the greetings upon me on Friday except that his prayer is presented to me. You should know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, as he said in the Holy Quran, surely you are on the best, in other words, the apex of manners. So when we present the salawat to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send prayers and blessings upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to return this to them and pray for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the prayers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we pray for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs him, return the greetings to them and upon you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless your family. Subhanallah. So how stingy, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in another hadith, how stingy is the one who is so miserly against his own self that when he hears my name, he does not send the greetings. Because it doesn't benefit Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it benefits you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, what can we do to prepare ourselves for our eventual home in the grave, for our eventual meeting with our death, and for our eventual coming to know that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true? According to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, surely the grave is full of darkness for her inhabitants. And surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminates the grave for those who send prayers upon me. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, sallu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, especially for those of my Muslim brothers and sisters who may find the language difficult, may have not had the opportunity to learn the salawat in the language of Arabic, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if this is you, with all due respect, what are you waiting for? With all due respect, what are you waiting for? This, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is not the deen for the lazy man. It's not the deen for the ignorant. It's not the deen for those who are given to excuses and want to point the finger of blame. If you work all of your life, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to you, however much He has afforded of you, that from this day forward, to learn to pray upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the language that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it in and instructed us to say it in, you would have spent a fruitful life in this dunya. You will not regret it one bit. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for those of you who find the language difficult and have yet to learn to pray upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabic, do not let the shaitan fool you. Oh, you can just say it in English, brother. You know, don't listen to him. Yes, Allah is merciful. But what? You're 70 years old and haven't learned how to do it yet? And you've been a Muslim for 50 years? Really? Yeah, you're my elder and I'm getting on your case. Because I don't want to stand over you making the janazah knowing you didn't know how to do it. Or you didn't even try. You let the shaitan fool you. Yes, it's going to be work. And guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you twice the reward. He says it in his book, for whom this is difficult, it is twice the reward. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? In the information age, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, ignorance is a choice. I cannot press upon you more than this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. The language of Arabic has weight. It has power. And it has protection in it, especially when it's the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He commanded us to say. Do not fall into the trap of being lazy and complacent when it comes to this deen. For the most of my young life growing up in this community, I have heard the refrain, we are babies. When will we stop being babies? When will we stop being a baby community and take this deen serious? For those of you who are lost with the Allah, bless this to come as your mother tongue. Wallahi al-Azim, you have a great blessing. And you should not look down upon your Muslim brothers or sisters who struggle with this language. You should assist and offer your help. And you should count yourself as very lucky. But those of us who do struggle with this language, do not stop. Do not stop. Do not give up. So what is hard? And what better thing you got to do? What in this world is better than this? What can you do to gain better than this? By anything you do, any endeavor. There is nothing in this life that you can take with you when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will benefit you more than the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Arabic, when he pulls it out of his cloak to put on your scale, it won't be in English. So you have to face it, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Yes, it's a challenge. So stand up and be a man and face the challenge. Stand up and be a soldier, Muslim sisters, and face the challenge. It's difficult. Yes. But the reward you will not, you can curse me under your breath all you want to. Oh, I'm tired of that, brother. Blah, blah, blah. So, do so. On the day of judgment, you will thank me. And I'll be happy to tell you, I told you so. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is serious. This is very serious. Allah knows best who we will see next Friday. Allah knows best if you will see me next Friday. You may be talking about me. Oh, did you hear about Brother Omar? Yeah. SubhanAllah, you returning to Allah. None of us know. So don't let this ayah, Al-Hakumu Takathur, apply to you. That you are distracted by getting money. Don't let that be you. Because it won't benefit you. When you die, we will empty your pockets. Trust me. But we cannot empty your heart from La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We cannot take away from you the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you sent upon him. We cannot refrain or stop your good deeds. So that is the better investment. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Anas bin Malik reported that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم 3 days after the battle of Badr he went to the graves of Abi Jahl bin Hisham Umayyah bin Khalaf, Utba bin Rabi'a, and Shayba bin Rabi'a. And he said, O Abu Jahl bin Hisham, O Umayyah bin Khalaf, O Utba bin Rabi'a, O Shayba bin Rabi'a, did you find what Allah promised to be true? I found that what he promised me is true. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he heard what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And he asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how do they hear you? Have not their souls left them? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, by the one in whose hands is my soul. You do not hear better than them what I have said. It is only that they cannot answer. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what can we do to benefit from the time? According to Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, who reported that while Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rode his mule near the wall of Bani Najjar, his mount bucked and almost threw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It so happened that nearby were 4 to 6 graves. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked, who knows the people of these graves? One man said, I do. He asked him, when did they die? He replied, they died in shirk, meaning that they died before his coming, the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this ummah, meaning us, will be tried in their graves. If I were not afraid that the people would never bury one another,
I would pray that Allah allow you to hear the punishment of the grave that I hear. Then he came near to us and he said, seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the fire. Now we said, we seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the fire. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grave. And we said, we seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grave. And he said, seek refuge with Allah from every fitna seen and unseen. And we said, we seek refuge with Allah from every fitna seen and unseen. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek refuge with Allah from the fitna of the Dajjal. And we said, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fitna of the Dajjal. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when each of you finishes the last tashahud, when we are sitting and we are about to close out the salah, this is what he's referring to. When right before we make the salam, we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, or some variation thereof. You could say many ways, but this is the core. When you say this, he said, say this. Seek refuge with Allah from four things. The punishment of the hellfire, the punishment of the grave, the trial of the Antichrist, and the trial of life and death. He advised us to say this specifically. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabi jahannam wa a'udhu bika min adhabi qabr wa a'udhu bika min fitnati masih ad-dajjal wa a'udhu bika min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat. Again, that means, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the punishment of the hellfire. And I seek refuge with you from the punishment of the grave. And I seek refuge with you from the trial of the Antichrist. And I seek refuge with you from the trial of life and death. Min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if it's new information for you in this language, it's difficult. Learn the English for now. Don't use it forever. And then learn the Arabic. It's more powerful and it's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to say. But learn it. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us, this should be part of our salah always. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what can we do to benefit from our time before our death? We can avoid being among those worthy of punishment in the grave. Who are they? They are 59 different categories. The gossiper, the liar, the backbiter, the bearer of false witness, the slanderer, the caller to bid'ah, innovation, the one who speaks lies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the usurer, meaning one who indulges in usury, the one who eats the property of the orphan, the one who greedily devours all that is haram, the one who eats the money of his Muslim brother, the alcoholic, the drug addict, the adulterer, the homosexual, the thief, those who break their contracts, the backstabber, the trickster, the deceiver, the one who takes riba, meaning interest, the one who pays interest, the one who writes the agreement with interest, the one who witnesses the agreement of interest, the one who allows the interest, and the one whom the interest is allotted for, all receive the same punishment. The one who encourages the people to abandon the obligations of Islam and to do the haram. The one who harms the Muslims and chases the women. their women specifically. The one who rules by other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has descended and who changes the rules. The one who has made fatwas based upon other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and they encourage evil and aggression. The one who kills the soul that Allah has forbidden to be killed. The one who does not believe in Allah and sits among the Muslims in the house of Allah. The one who denies the truth about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who presents his opinion, his desires, and his policies instead of what the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought. The women who mourn to the extreme and those who tolerate them. Those who call to the fire, they are the singers who sing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden to be sang. Those who build masjids over graveyards and hang lanterns therein. Those who cheat one another, the arrogant, the boaster, the cynic, the scandalmonger, those who curse the Muslims who came before them, those who tell fortunes, read palms, write horoscopes, and claim to have some knowledge of the unseen, as well as those who listen to them. So that horoscope that you read every day, you need to stop it. The supporters of the oppressor. Those who were reminded about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and they don't change their ways. Those who intimidate people, and those who fear others than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom guidance is given, and they reject it. Those who hear the Holy Quran, and it does not affect them. Those who, when evil is mentioned, they are elated, and do not want to see it come to an end. Those who swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are swearing to a lie. Those who swear by other things except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even though they tell the truth. Those who relish in their sin and announce their sins to their brother. Those who cannot be trusted with your wealth nor with your family. The evildoers who spread evil with their tongue and the people who flee from him to save themselves from his evil as opposed to standing against him. Those who delay their salah until the very last minute. Those who only remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they do so very little. Those who do not pay the zakah of their money. And if they do pay it, it is not from their heart. The one who is able to make hajj and refuses to do so. The one who does not pay their debts, nor the rights of others, even though he has the ability to do so. The one who is not concerned at all and has no shame. The one who does not care how he gains his wealth, whether it is halal or haram. The one who cuts the ties of kin and does not have mercy on the poor, nor on the widow, nor on the orphan, nor on the animals, and does not encourage the feeding of the miskeen, meaning the poor, and he keeps others from helping them as well. And the one who is busy about the sins of others, but does not recognize his own sins. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being among them. Ameen. What can we do, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to save ourselves that went from that horrible, rude awakening of al-Barzakh? See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercied all of us. Not a single one here can remember coming out of the womb. Not a single one of us can remember coming out of his mother's womb. And believe me, it was a traumatic experience. He does not allow us to remember that pain. And he even allows the mother to forget the pain in which she bore us. He is merciful. But he's warning us, and this is a mercy as well. He's warning us, each of us, kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. We must all taste death. And it will not be a pleasant experience. So he's warning us, prepare yourselves. Do these things. Make sure you remember me much. Make sure that La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, is always on your tongue. The last thing that you want to do is get in the habit of this kafir, where you have his predisposition. Something happened to him and he started cursing. Oh! want to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Whatever happens,
remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That should be your disposition. Your habits show up when death meets you. Your habits.
If you're in the habit of cursing, guess what?
That's going to show up. When it's the end, they say his last words was expletive delete.
Your habits show up.
Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us,
وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.
This needs to be our habit. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, working towards our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the life of the Muslim. So that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us, we are ready. We are prepared. We've been training for this. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is imperative. This is not a joke. And I caution you and remind you, please, do not let your tongue be dry from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu,
he once said to a man,
would you like me to surprise you with a hadith that will make you happy? Yes, replied the Muslim.
He said,
read Tabarak, Suratul Tabarak. Teach it to your family. Teach it to all of your children. Teach it to the young men in your home.
Teach it to your neighbor. He continued, she is known as Al-Munjiya.
She is known as Al-Mujadila. And should you be the one who reads her, meaning commits her to memory, she will defend you in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from the fire of hell. And memorizing it will save you from the punishment of the grave. What is Suratul Tabarak?
Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulku wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Suratul Mulk, chapter 67.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as Abdullah bin Mas'ud reported, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, once death has seized a man and he is placed in his grave, hellfire surrounds him and begins devouring all that is near it. The only thing that can keep it at bay are the actions that protect the dead from the fire. One man from among you, said Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had only remembered, only memorized 30 verses from the Holy Quran before he died. And so the hellfire came to seize him by the head, but the 30 verses shielded him and said, he has been reading me. Then the hellfire approached his legs and the ayahs shielded him and said, he has been standing on me. Then the hellfire leapt at his mouth and the ayahs shielded him and said, he has been drinking me. And thus these ayahs saved him from the torment of the hellfire. Upon hearing this, the companions went directly to what had been revealed of the Holy Quran up until that time. And they found the only surah that was only 30 ayahs was Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulku wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Suratul Mulk.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we worry,
those of us
who have families, and they play upon it. You've heard the commercials.
Do you have enough to leave behind for your family?
You've heard it. And we worry. We rush out and buy life insurance. Or we wish that we had life insurance. And we pay and pay and pay every month. Something to insure us from a tragedy, a calamity. These are 30 verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he was merciful even to reveal it in the Torah. And it was named Suratul Mulk in the Torah. Some of us go on trips and spend a month or weeks trying to absorb data so that what? At the end of the day, somebody will write us a check. That we're certified. I can make X amount of dollars. Now I'm worth $65 an hour. Now I'm worth $100 an hour. So you spend all that time and somebody's going to cash your last check and spend it. 30 ayahs. One ayah a day. Okay, one ayah a week. Okay, one ayah a month. If at the end, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you have this in your heart, what kind of insurance policy can you buy like this? That will protect you from where you know you are headed. No doubt. You may not know where, but you know someone will stick you in the ground somewhere. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, for those of us who struggle with the language of Arabic, okay, it's going to be a difficult task. Try. Don't let the shaitan whisper to you, oh, that's too difficult, I'm not going to be able to do that. Look, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blind and 80 years old and memorized the entire Quran. What's your excuse? Blind and 80 years old before he embarked upon that mission. We're only talking about 30 ayahs. 30 ayahs, that's it. And if you have it in your heart, you have the best insurance policy that it will continue to plead with Allah. Please. To the effect that it will say, oh Allah, you put me in his heart. If you're going to put him in the fire, take me out your book. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please do yourselves a favor. Don't let another day go by and you are not at least familiar with this surah. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anh said, teach it even to your neighbor. Please, I cannot impress upon you more than this. Now, wallahi al-azim, it benefits you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to work towards those things that have value, that will benefit us before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we must all stand. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد
عباد الله إن الله يعمر بلاد وإساني وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.